I'm going to invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve us communion. This is our opportunity to reflect on the gospel, to treasure together what the gospel is really all about. That I'm a sinner. I understand what I deserve. Father poured out what I deserve on Jesus on the cross so that I can be forgiven, set free, transformed, made new, given His Holy Spirit to transform us from the inside out. So that our desires, yes, there is still a battle with the flesh. There is still, I need to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires daily. But there is also His Holy Spirit living inside that stirs up a new heart, new desires, new longings, not for the things of this world, but for things that please the Lord. I want to live a life pleasing to Him. I want to live a life that brings glory to Him. Planting in us those seeds of gratefulness. To treasure together the good news that we've been freely given. To treasure His grace. To enjoy His grace. To recognize the things that I've been trying to stuff inside don't satisfy. They never can. They never will. We were made for relationship with God Almighty. Only that relationship with Him truly satisfies our soul. So turn our hearts from the things with which the tempter baits his hooks. Turn our hearts to the Lord, the only one who can truly satisfy. If you're a believer in Jesus, if you've come to Jesus at the end of yourself and said, yeah, I'm nothing but a sinner deserving of your wrath, but I understand Jesus paid that price, and I would love to receive that gift. I would love to experience not what I deserve, but grace. A gift I don't deserve. Forgiveness, cleansing, transformation. I want to be made new. Come to Him today if you've never before. Treasure the gospel. Let's treasure the gospel. If you're a believer in Jesus, if your trust is in Him, what He's done for you, let's take bread and juice, reflect on the gift that He's given, the good news. Christ died for sinners. Once we've all been served as a body of believers, we'll take that together and give Him thanks. Jesus, thank You that there is grace, abundant grace for a sinner like me. Thank You that You paid my price in full. I invite You, we invite You to, by Your Spirit, come live inside, transform, change, clean house, do what You need to do to make us more like You. Stir up that hearts of gratitude, hearts of simple childlike faith. Lift our eyes from our circumstances. Help us to look to You. Today, again, we receive grace, a good gift from Your hand, a gift we don't deserve, but we gladly receive. Thank You, Jesus, for paying my price and transforming me by Your Holy Spirit. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood poured out to wash sinners clean, to bring real, lasting transformation. Drink. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.